State ascoltando SBS Italian.
40 years ago today, April 28th, Mario's opened in Brunswick Street to become one of the most legendary spots, legendary joints in Fitzroy. And I'm here with the owners, Mario and Mario. Mario Maccarone, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Mario De Pasquale.
Nice to be here.
How do you two guys meet each other?
Well, we met in the early 1980s. We worked in a restaurant in Bourke Street called Sindos Bistro. We formed a friendship, and from that, Mario went off to start a little catering business. And I helped him with that over a period of a couple of years. And over that time, the business became so successful as such that we had to find premises to work from. And that's when we ended up here in Brunswick Street, where we opened a little cafe at the front and did catering out the back door. After about 18 months, we stopped the catering because the cafe was so busy. And that's our early story, basically.
Yep.
Why Brunswick Street?
Well, at the time, it was really cheap. And, you know, we were young and just starting out, so we didn't have a lot of money. And we liked the area because of the people that were in the area. You know, there was a lot of artists, musicians, actors, a lot of creatives in living above the shops, living in the shops. A lot of the shops were boarded up. There were still quite a few manufacturing factories around as well. They're all apartments now.
Mario Maccarone, what were you expecting on the first years of Mario's? Have you ever had the idea that 40 years later you've still been here?
Well, no, of course not. We loved the institutional places or the established places around town. And I think that was a big part of why Mario's has lasted in many ways, is because of that. So we were always keen to not be here for just a short time. We thought it could be a long journey. 40 years, I could never have predicted.
Mario De Pasquale, what is the secret then?
There's no secret, really. I think we were set in our ways in what we wanted to do. We had a vision of what we wanted it to be, and we just worked towards it. So once we'd reached that vision of what we thought it would be, we just had to maintain it along over the years. So over the years, it's been, you know, maintaining what we thought was a good idea in the start. The success of it, I think, is that it goes from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, continuous. So, you know, you can have lunch, breakfast, dinner, whenever you want.
And today is also the chance to present to the audience your book, 40 Years of Mario's. And also, right at Mario's, there are the photos of 200 of your waiters and people who worked at Mario's. Tell us about the book.
Well, I'll start with the exhibition on the walls is many more than 200 different staff members who are either current or past staff to have worked with us over the 40-year journey, which I thought was a lovely thing to have up on the walls for the time of the anniversary. The book we launched today, it's the 40th anniversary book. It's a celebration of, well, it's a celebration, it's commemorating, and we collaborated with many local people. And it was something that I'm very proud to be able to, A, put together, B, be able to give to our patrons as a keepsake, and very thrilled with the outcome. And so it's a great way to celebrate the 40 years, basically.
Mario De Pasquale, what is your fondest memory?
My fondest memory? I guess, you know, how we've held our ground on no bookings. In the early days, we had no skinny milk or soy, so it was just milk with your coffee if you wanted it. That's changed a bit. And that we've never done Uber. So if you want the Mario's experience, you need to come here to get it. You can't have it out of a brown paper bag.
Speaking of Uber, how was the COVID period for you guys?
Well, we had a lot of support from the local community, and what was, I think, just going back to, we did lots of deliveries, and we had the waiters actually delivering to the locals around town, and they would turn up at your house in their uniform with their waistcoat and their white shirt and tie, and the locals loved the experience. So you'd order a meal and your favourite waiter would deliver it to your house. So we didn't use any of the delivery platforms. We kept the staff employed by doing deliveries. We had a little grocery store. It was fabulous. I never, ever want to do it again. I'm glad it's behind us, but we dealt with it well, and we survived it through work, tenacity and a lot of support from the community.
Have you ever been tempted of changing Mario's and updated and making it a different place?
I did think about chrome and glass furniture once, but Mario stopped me.
He's joking. We're never going to change it. It is what it is, and it's not broken, so there's nothing to fix.
Tanti auguri allora e congratulazioni.
Grazie.
Thank you, grazie.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.